The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
So here we are on the floor of San Diego Comic-Con with Albert Nguyen. We just picked up a commission for Ryan Roth. He's our Patreon supporter that pays to get commissions. So, Albert, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. I'm just excited to be here today.
So, obviously, it's the first day. You know, it's just kind of getting started. The hall's not as crazy as it could be, but it's already pretty crazy. I'm looking at your art. I'm noticing people stopping. How are you feeling about the con going into it?
I feel good. You know, before the con, you stress out about it, but as soon as you get on the floor, like, there's nothing else like it, so it's really exciting.
So, you have a lot of really cool Star Wars stuff and a lot of really cool Spider-Man stuff. That's what I was noticing a lot on your page. What is it that kind of like drives you to, you know, to dip into those particular fandoms so much?
You know, I don't know if you can explain why you like what you like, right? Is this what resonates with you or what makes you feel extra nerdy?
So I love that you like to do takes on, like, Star Wars. Like, you have, like, the Valley Forge crossing, but, like, over the Sarlacc pit with Darth Vader and, like, Iwo Jima, but with, like, stormtroopers and stuff. Like, what, you know, what made you kind of decide to do these kind of spinoffs?
You know, that's the other stuff I'm nerdy about outside of pop culture is history. So it made sense for me to just stick it all together.
That's awesome. It's cool that, like, you're a history buff and, like, a total, like, sci-fi geek and comic book nerd. Like, tying those two worlds together, do you think it gives you kind of, like, an awesome way to communicate with, like, several different groups of people?
Yeah, you know, I talk to a lot of history teachers and a lot of Marines with my work. So it's been really nice to talk to everybody about it. And I feel like when you take something famous and then you mix it up a little bit, people wonder what it is and have to come check it out and see what it's about.
So if you could, like, do, like, any kind of, like, mashup, like, if you could, like, draw, like, a retelling of any kind of story, what would you be excited about making?
Oh, I don't know. That's a big question, but I would have to make a Star Wars and then just stick them into somewhere they're not usually at.
Like, maybe, like, Revolutionary War Star Wars?
Right, they'll just insert them right along everybody else, yeah.
So, like, I really like your style of art. Like, it's got a very, like, graphic and, like, you know, heavy linear, like, appeal to me. It's, like, something I really key in on and really enjoy looking at. Like, are there some artists that you have that you take specific inspiration from?
You know, like everybody else that grew up in the 90s, I love Jim Lee, and that's where I started. Yeah. And then, you know, then you start working with what works for you and what makes sense to you, like, what tools are the best for you, and then you grow on your own.
So, you do the metalized prints, which is, like, a really, really cool thing. Like, what aspect of, like, the metalized print do you think, like, really highlights your work? Because I know my friend Frankie does them too, and he likes the way whites are highlighted and that kind of thing. Like, what do you like about it?
You know, aside from just being shiny and awesome, like, they add a lot of depth to the image, and I like the presence it gives them. So it feels more like a fine art object than just more disposable print.
That's awesome. So I don't want to take any money away from you. So really quick, can you tell our listeners how they can find you and check out your art?
Sure. You check out my main website, newen.com, K-N-E-W-W-H-E-N, and they'll point you towards everywhere that I'm on the internet.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Albert. We really appreciate you doing the commission for us, and your art is absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.